What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hi, this is Eddie Pepitone. You could tell my tone is somber because, let's just say that seeing all these women's families that Ben met was the last and final straw. I can't take it anymore. I don't know if you could hear it in my voice, but I think they're down to the final three women. I don't even know their names anymore. Lauren B., JoJo, Kalia. I think Amanda got sent home because she has children. What does that say to you about this show? That if you have other life, that you get sent home. That if you are a person who continues life, who perpetuates the life cycle, you're not part of this show, because this show is ultimately about death. This show is about, and I've said it before, it's about the end of civilization. All of it has to do with stringing along people to watch this show week after week. And each week, a part of all of us dies. And the part of us that dies is our humanity, because this guy, Ben, is a cipher. Did you ever see that movie with Robert De Niro where he plays Louis Cipher? Well, Ben is a cipher. If you look up cipher in any occult book, it will read that it is a person who sucks life out of the universe. And that's what Ben does, and that's what the producers of this show does. I mean, I can get into the specifics about the brothers who were grilling Ben. I think it was JoJo's brothers. And I just wanted them to jump Ben and kill them. But they're all part of it. They're all part of this nightmare. The American nightmare, which is in full force. Donald Trump looks like he's going to win the GOP nomination, which means we have a possibility of being ruled by a demagogue, which is the precursor to fascism. And I believe we can point to The Bachelor as being the beginning of, you know, the rise of Trump. It kind of coincided. I mean, of course, you know, the disintegration of labor unions and health care and education and the polarization of wealth that Bernie Sanders talks about, but he's not going to get nominated. But anyway, what I'm saying is The Bachelor, taken in the context of the country, is just another form of the disease that is running rampant through our society, which is that we are in a death spiral. But anyway, it wasn't a bad show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight.
Yeah.
me feel so good.
I commissioned this, Lauren.
Oh, good.
Just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Yes.
Accept this rose into your world.
Oh my God. Will you accept this rose? I was going to say America, but I think we actually have some. There's been people tweeting me from Europe, which is incredible.
Yes.
Bonjour, Philippe. Comme ci, comme ça. That's not really a statement. I just said, hello, Philip. So-so. hi, good afternoon, good evening. This is Arda Marine. I'm here with my co-host,
Erin Foley.
And we have a very special guest. You might know her from Orange is the New Black. You might also know her from Jurassic World. And I'm not talking about no dinosaur. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen of the internet, for Lauren Lapkin.
Yay!
Oh, oh my God. Oh,
I'm not talking about no dinosaur.
No,
that
she
is the best intro of all time.
Dude, I'm an idiot. I can't even tell you how happy I am to be with you guys right now. Because it is on right now out there. We're just out there getting judged pretty hard, and to be able to come into this safe space of The Bachelor. Did you have a nice week? What'd you do?
Oh my
Lauren?
God, I did. It's all a blur now, you know? Anytime someone asks me that, I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
I've done a bunch of stuff. I moved recently, so I've been setting up my new place and all that kind of stuff.
Off camera, I'd like to hear where you moved to.
Oh yes, it's a private location. I will
Bel Air.
181 North Smithfield Road.
Okay.
Not
cool.
Whoops. Oh boy.
Yeah, man, this has been a marathon. For those of you out in the real world, you probably think this season is winter, but it's pilot season out here in Los Angeles, and I feel like it's a daily thing of, do you like yourself now? How about now? Here's some feedback. Do you still like yourself?
Yeah, I just pass.
You're not right for that.
I just say pass.
Pat.
And I stay at home.
And I didn't say out loud where Erin was. We didn't murder Erin.
Nope.
Erin was out of town.
It was performing.
And how are you doing, m'lady?
It's good. I had a fun show in San Francisco. I love that city.
Such a good
town. I seem to be accumulating quite a number of ex-girlfriends in that city. So I don't want to brag. Consistently not working in the Bay Area. But now I'm back here. It's 81 degrees. Yesterday was 52. That's about all I got.
Oh, Erin. Yeah. You know what's going to cheer you up? So you watched it. Did you watch last night or did you watch this morning?
I watched last night. Just
on
a 30-minute delay.
Oh, my God, you guys. Can I just say, okay, so it's the hometown visits. I got to say, I even though I think Ben is a dummy, I felt so bad for that guy. He got put. I just have to start with the big headline and then we'll go through chronologically. But JoJo's brothers. Dude.
I can't believe you have to jump in because I couldn't barely get through the episode.
They're
incredible.
That cowl neck sweater. Now, we have one of our producers, Anna. Last week she did some investigation because I saw that hothead coming at him in the previews. I saw that cowl neck on the cobra neck, like the roidy cobra neck of muscle. Getting wrapped and highlighted in a full cowl neck sweater, like confronting it. And Anna is Persian. And she was like, I think she did some research. And she's like, that's some Persian brotherhood standing up for the sisters. You were right. You were totally right.
That's so funny.
That combined with the mom hitting the bottle hard.
Oh, that was the greatest.
Oh,
I paused, looked at my sister, and we were like, this is the greatest scene ever.
Up out of the bottle.
Yeah, it felt like champagne? An Arthur Miller, like drama, like champagne.
Yeah. She was like, fuck it.
Can we just start with JoJo?
I'll never marry JoJo off ever. Give me the bottle straight.
It also felt like, you know you were in trouble when like those dicks were so excited to be on TV. When like you have somebody come to your home and you don't even say hello first. They thought they were at nailing it, like JoJo. You know, they thought they were killing it and being hilarious by being dicks to this guy.
Oh yeah, well, and I felt like they had a little plan because one of them was like silent the whole time, but they kept cutting to him and he was just like mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the other one was like going.
Yeah, Kalnick was the one you really had to watch out for.
Yeah, I had a problem just based on what the house looked like,
dude.
Okay, yeah. There was this moment when Ben was walking up to the house, and if anyone can watch it now, you should, because there's this great little moment. I want to make a gif of it. he like sees the mansion. That's
yeah, absurd.
And he looks at it and then looks down and like looks back and looks down. Like, he didn't want to say anything about it to her. He wanted to like be cool, but he's clearly really uncomfortable at the house.
Everybody except for Amanda, like all the bachelorettes are super rich.
Yeah, they are.
Was surprising. But okay,
that house. Okay, I screamed out, "Fuck Dallas!"
Yeah,
That's what I. My initial reaction.
I became obsessed this morning, even though I was supposed to be getting ready for an audition. I was literally spent about 20 minutes Google searching JoJo Bachelorette's brothers. Here's what I mean. The families just went off. All the families went off in different ways. But here's where he's such a fucking hypocrite. Cowlneck, Coburneck. He has been on a dating show.
He was on Full for Love this morning.
So they're acting like, how do you know? There's still all these other girls. He's been the bachelor on this. Eva Longoria produced this show, and apparently he dated Eva Longoria off camera.
Insane gossip.
So look at his name is Ben Patton. He was a contestant on Full for Love. This was his like bachelor.
Oh, I've heard of this. Wait, what is this?
There's three bachelors and like 46
bachelorettes. Wait, I watched this and they cut it off like mid-season. Like right away, you never found an ending. I was watching the show.
He was one of the bachelors, and then that, which leads me to think, what the fuck is wrong with this family that two of your children, who are good looking and rich, have gone on a dating show?
And the mother's got like three faces on one face.
Yeah, she really
That's why she's drinking straight out of the bottle. There's so many faces to quench.
The three faces of Eve. Her lip job. And it goes out. I've said this on other podcasts. I don't think I've said this on our podcast. Ladies, do whatever the hell you want to do to your... This is swear. It's got to be all swear Tuesday today. I'm sorry. Do whatever the fuck you want to do to your face. Don't touch your lips. The lips is the dead telltale giveaway. Don't touch your lips.
Do we think that Caitlin Bristow has gotten
lip injections?
Of course. I actually just realized this the other day.
Last year.
I also think one shoe, it's the saddest to me when even average looking women who I still find beautiful start jacking it up, and then they jack up the jack up, and then they look alien.
There was nothing wrong.
To start, it's the saddest.
It is sad.
But here's my tip out there: if you're a jacker, just don't touch your lips. Okay. You know, you can
it
make the rest
very
of
the
clear.
Cheeks get
the cheeks. No, that you turn into it. People turn into like lions, like Madonna cheeks.
Yeah, everyone starts to look the same. Like actually, every woman looks like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes,
like they're all doing the same work. Is that weird?
You know,
I feel like,
but she looks better. But she looks better.
She's actually beautiful.
You guys, okay.
I want to fuck Caitlyn Jenner. Okay, wait.
I want to fucking get at it.
Hashtag Caitlyn Jenner.
Fucking Caitlyn Jenner. Okay, here we go. Starting out.
Can we come back to this? I'm not done.
That was the headline. Yeah. That was what I had to get off my chest.
Yeah.
Oh, but okay, here's another headline that I have to start working backwards. Did you guys watch all the way through the credits to him? Mm-hmm. To Lauren's brother's grilling him about. So it was like the two.
Jesus.
They look like the lollipop kids from like.
Wizard of Oz
grilling him like, hey Ben, so what are you gonna bone our sister and take her to the fantasy suite?
Chernobyl adjacent. Those two look like there was something medically wrong.
How old are they?
Like four.
12.
And he's still panicked even with them. He had no idea that Coburneck was coming at him. That was like a bad, like if he was like choked up by those children coming at him by the fantasy suite and he's like panicking, like just wait till you have this jacked up Persian dude in a in the House of Horrors in Dallas.
He said the same exact sentence twice to two different dads.
Yeah, he did.
And that part really upset me. He was like, what was it? It was like, I like time stopped when I saw her or something. And then there was another one where he was like, I'm totally myself with her. Yeah. He said the same thing and I was like...
No, he has his...
I don't think he... Honestly, we come back to this every week. I don't think he has any sense of himself or how to love, how to be loved. I think he is a walking pack, a pair of khakis. And
no, that's what this...
I don't think it's all going to end well.
This dude needs Al-Anon so badly. The only person that gave him a tiny boner was when Kayla says, I can't love you. He was like, I'm in.
Sex Panther. Sex Panther.
You're the one, Sex Panther. You take your curlers out of your blown out hair and I'm going to get at it till you love me because I'm unlovable. To love me. I mean, it's like the perfect Al-Anon dance.
Tin can.
Why does he think he's... What's with all of them thinking they're unlovable? That's such a weird feeling. Like, I can never be loved by anyone. It's like, you're hot, you're young.
You're in your
Wait
20s.
2 seconds. Wait you're, 2 fucking yes. seconds.
You're hot. Yes. You're the only child of, like, you're the quarterback of, like, I did legitimately look like Ron Howard and was told, like, you are ugly. I would never fuck you. I felt unlovable. But there was reasons for that.
Well, okay,
because people said,
like,
who would love you? You know what I mean? Literally, and this doesn't exist outside of this podcast. No, never mind. I'll tell you off camera. I'll tell you off camera.
The age. I always go back to the age.
The age
I scream
is a huge problem.
I scream at the TV and they go, I just, you know, this is the one I've been looking for. I was like, when you started your search 6 months ago? You're 12.
Can
what
I just
is
say,
happening?
I also want to just I have two more headlines that we'll work up to. One, both Lauren's dad and Kayla's dad seem super fucking gay. Number two,
they're so gay.
Lauren's sister was coming on to both Ben and the camera so hard,
yes,
and then
she was
so
like
hardcore pitching Lauren to be the next bachelorette. Oh. Who uses the word bachelorette? Like, oh,
she's a bachelorette.
I don't remember. No, when she said when she pulled Ben aside and she goes, I mean, why do you like her? She's a really great bachelorette.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear
yeah,
that.
It was so weird.
That's so
but
weird.
I do feel early. That JoJo is gunning to be the next bachelorette. She's pushing it really hard. I actually saw this happen in last season with Ben when he was a contestant.
Yeah.
And he was nothing the whole season. He was forgettable. He somehow got to the end.
He wore cowl necks in Ireland.
Are they getting dressed by people? Or are they?
I hope
someone
so.
Someone that loves rich
tits?
Irish sweaters.
Tits and cowl necks.
Oh yes. My God, JoJo's dress?
JoJo's tits.
What? That at the end, the red one?
What? The lace one also in front of, like, my dad is such a creep. Sorry, Dad, you are. He's such a creep to sit in front of my dad in, like, with anything less than a beekeeper outfit. Like, if I was like a lace down plunger, I don't want my tits in front of my gross dad.
I think it's weird for anyone to do that in front of any dad. I just think you
Not
just...
my dad. My dad will stare at your tits the whole time.
Wait, real quick,
even
I just
if he
say,
gave birth to you.
Ben. Yeah.
So gross. He's so gross.
Ben, last season, he just suddenly turned on some charm in the last couple episodes
Calnet.
Where he was trying to clearly be the bachelor.
Yeah.
And I see JoJo doing that. I'm like, she's saying a lot of very specific things that I feel like she's trying to push for that.
Okay, also another headline to come to. How fucking evil are the Bachelor producers who clearly paid for a dozen roses to be sent to JoJo's house?
Oh my God.
There's no way he
Brutal.
Knew, like, today's the day she's going to be back. And, like, so he would
right.
know exactly when she'd be back. There's some asshole producer wrote that letter, spent, like, $70 at FTD, had it sent. Like, anyway, okay, let's start from
Wait,
the beginning.
What would it even... Okay, yeah, we'll get there.
Here we go. Let's start out. Okay, so we
This
we,
is a special three-hour podcast.
We fade in on a hope bracelet.
Oh, by the way, wait, do you know about those?
No, what is
okay,
that?
Okay, I follow Nick Vile on Instagram.
As you should.
Uh-huh. And he's posted about the hope bracelet. It's one of Ben's charity projects. So this is something that he's trying to promote on the show for
Oh, my God.
Thing. Subtly.
I had to pause and rewind and go,
I
what
I become
does
lovable
that
charity?
Yeah, well, it's an ugly-ass bracelet for a man to wear. I'm sorry.
It is. And he seems...
And
is it more and more... Do his
yeah,
eyes...
Yeah, but I mean, it says hope.
Do his eyes seem like they're falling more and more into his head, like he's drugged all the time. Like
he's asleep all season.
Drugged. And by the way, he's never mentioned Caitlyn once. Like on Caitlyn's season, all the guys
yeah.
would be like, oh, you got cut by, who cut? I didn't watch her season where she, who was she?
Oh, Juan Pablo.
Chris. So
yeah.
like the guys would be like, so you clearly liked Chris, are you over Chris? And they go, that's an interesting question. Nobody gives a shit about Caitlyn.
He wasn't into her. They didn't have anything.
They didn't have, it's not like it was Nick.
Nick blamed her.
Okay, so Amanda, he meets...
I find Nick very attractive.
He's a babelicious. You got to follow his Instagram. Very good looking.
You know what? He didn't do it for me before, but you did know that he was going to throw you around the hotel room.
Oh,
way.
You'd
he,
fuck her.
You would get definitely boned in the bezel zone.
You might get cut by like a Budweiser glass bottle right around.
Or his like pelvic bone.
Yes.
Oh, in the bezel zone bone. Okay. So now here we are. We're down in Laguna. We're at the beach. Amanda's top could not stay up.
She shouldn't have worn that.
She looked naked in a lot of the...
She's running. It's falling.
That thing, when she's talking to Ben, there's a few shots where you're like, if you had just tuned in, you'd be like, oh, he's talking to a nudist on the beach.
She literally took part of like her curtain off her window and wrapped it around and ran. As soon as that kid started crying, I was like, you are not getting the rose.
He was out.
He was
hard.
In a minivan. It's not even like the sexy mom in a Maserati. It's like the mom in a minivan. And the girls, these little girls are like, where's mommy been for 8 weeks?
So, and they're like, so cute.
Hi, Ben.
Like, oh, I feel weird that they even know his name.
I know.
He did not know how to talk to kids at all. He's like, you look gorgeous. I'm four.
Can we talk about the kids' outfits?
Oh, I'm like, where are these medieval times?
Oh my God, they did. They had like hipster lace-up sandals.
I was like, you know, those were $800.
I know, that was sick.
There was a gladiator sandal.
And the matching pigtails really did repulse me, but I really felt like...
They were in frocks. They were in like beach frocks.
It was. I mean, literally, as a girl who looked like Ron Howard, I would have run up literally in like old corduroy pants with like chocolate over my face and no shirt. And they'd be like, what a nice young son you have. Who knew you had recessive red jeans in your family? Okay, number two. So then we go.
Wait. Are we done with Amanda?
No, we're doing Amanda.
Wait, okay. And were you so really Amanda, a redhead?
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Oh, funny.
I'll show you.
You think like a 50-year-old with like one kid that's like 18 needs to marry her?
Oh, yeah. That's like a rich guy.
Like, you're older. So right.
She's that's a good Orange idea. County. 24. She's in the perfect area for that.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Her voice is the perfect pitch to only be heard by an old man.
And as a girl, and I know this.
Hearing aids, like, and dolphins.
As a girl who sounds like her father fucked an air horn and I was conceived, I understand. But that's like the Molesto voice where you're like, show me on the doll where he touched you. When you like, when you got stunted right there. Like, that's like that very like weird.
She's like, I just really love him.
That.
Oh, you're that's so what I, funny looking.
That's what I'm like, right? Like, who feels unlovable? That's who.
Go I love you. You look like a little comic strip of a cast.
Oh, my God. I've got more. But anyway.
You're so cute. Okay. A little smile.
No, the second that that kid started crying, she was out.
Because he looked so exhausted when he brought. He did. And they're like, how did it go? And he's like, they were good. It was a long day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no Rose.
He does not love her.
By the way, how much of haters are like all these families? It's like at this point when they say, please don't get your hopes up. I'm showing Instagram.
Can you put these pictures on
the
haircut podcast?
Okay. When I have so much hair too. Like you don't need, like I figured out how to do it. Here's my final photo. This is me in a cake hat. My mom baked a cake.
And
I got bee stings all day because my mom literally iced a cake and put it on a hat on my head. For the town.
Like
it was like the town.
Abuse.
It was like the town bicentennial. Okay, anyway.
Year is that?
Like there was like
1912.
I'm in time travel.
Well, grow with a cake on your head.
I've been dead for years, you guys. I'm the kid from The Sixth Sense. I came back to host a podcast about The Bachelor. I've been dead for years. My soul has been dead for years. Listen. Okay, so where are we? Oh my God, here's the final. Oh my God.
Is that a Thanksgiving costume or is it Halloween?
That's Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's amazing.
Okay, so
this is an audio show.
Yeah.
All the family members who were like, I just don't want you to get your hopes up. It's like, well, then maybe you shouldn't have fucking told her to go on The Bachelor. At this point, can you just be supportive? Like, she made it.
Oh my God,
far.
I know.
What do you think was gonna?
I hate when they give them that talk right before. I'm like, it's too late. They're gonna get hurt. No matter, even if they marry him, they're going to get hurt. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, you can't protect yourself at this moment. And like, I actually find doing this for a living when people are like, I don't want you to get your hopes. Like, you don't want to be so like hardened and haggy that you can't get your hopes up.
I would say
at this point, why not
open yourself up? Get lit. Lay it all out.
Just
you know
like,
what I mean? Don't walk around with a shirt on. Be like, I'm available for anything.
Yeah.
Just go for
get
it.
At it. Okay.
Just get at it.
Is there anything else we need to say about Amanda?
I feel like that we covered. I'm really anxious for the next one.
Okay, never mind. Okay, Kayla. Oh, no. Okay, no, Lauren.
Wait, Lauren.
Lolo.
Yeah.
Lolo, as her dad calls her.
Okay, their relationship was very affectionate.
I didn't like that.
I felt weird.
I didn't like that. I felt like he wanted to date Lolo.
I feel when a dad's so, like, emotive.
I wrote Lolo, dad, gay, sister, bone zone. That's all I wrote.
I just was like, it's too close for comfort, and I just...
So many little kids.
Were nice. They were a nice family.
Yeah. She's going to win.
Lauren looks like her dad in a wig.
Yeah,
their face
does.
Is the same.
That didn't feel remotely Portlandy. Like, you watch Portlandia, you're like, this is not Portland.
No, it felt like, when did it feel like? Like sort of Midwest, maybe like a Tulsa.
Yeah, or they like nowhere for sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a rich suburb of like Illinois.
It was probably
like
a suburb,
like
actually.
Evanston, like an Evanston.
That's where I'm from, baby.
Oh, then you're cooler than that.
Thanks.
Okay, wait a minute.
Wait, but I really need to say something. They saw this big, she took them by this big graffiti thing that said, "Keep Portland weird." And yeah. They both were like, huh? Like, they both, like, didn't know how to process. I was like,
I know.
You're both the least weird people, making you the weirdest that I've ever seen.
Well, and then when she goes, I love butter, it's like, no, you don't. Guess what? I loved butter in college and I was a size 16. You don't love butter, Lauren. You don't love.
She likes butter like every other Wednesday.
Yeah.
You got to dig in.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know. I want to really, like, love a couple, and I don't really like him with really, honestly, anyone.
There's no Lauren's connection between any of them.
Sister, just, Lauren's sister was trouble. She clearly
she's
got
clearly
her,
the hot one.
She got her teeth capped to be on TV. She clearly resents Lauren because Lauren's younger and hotter, even though the sister's hot.
No, I think she's hotter than Lauren.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But the Lauren's tiny and like a little
okay, how big was the sister?
I do think that they're probably
sisters are weird with
most
each other.
Compatible.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like.
Like Lauren khaki and, meeting khaki.
Yeah.
Yes. I do think they make the most sense on paper. I don't feel like they have any actual, like,
there's nothing to talk
passion
about.
Or excitement about each other.
No one's talked about anything.
They never talk about anything. They're like, are you having fun? I'm having fun. Like, talk about a
how
thing.
How are you feeling?
What's
my
thing?
Feelings are getting stronger.
Rather than, like, what do you do for a living? Do you have any hobbies? Have you ever traveled
besides
to the
What's the worst thing that ever happened to you?
Like, I was on The Bachelor.
When the alarm goes off, do you want to kill yourself or do you still want to get up?
I mean and it also makes me go, how old is Lauren that she can have siblings that are her full siblings that old?
I don't understand. Yeah, wait, she's like 25 or something.
Yeah, those kids were.
The show really needs to be people in their 30s who've maybe even been married. Like, it needs to be like people who are like actually like excited to
seasoned.
Try to find compatibility.
Seasoned daters.
As if he got grilled by Anthony Michael Hall's character in 16 Candles. Like a double of them, like two of them. Okay, so I wrote, sister is a hater. Oh, man cry. He man cried with the sister when she said, what do you like about Laura? And he didn't know what to say, so he cried.
Right, yeah. That was very weird.
Weird.
I thought that's like gotta be the drinking game, right? Do you have a drinking game during the Bachelor?
No, but I've always wanted
there's
to.
There's always like our friends, like Nina Manny, Sheila Red, or they have a group, and I think they turned it into a drinking game. And I thought Ben crying this season has got to be a go-to.
Has he
for
cried
the
more than once?
I feel like he's constantly crying and
really?
Getting choked up every time someone leaves. He cries.
Does he?
But he works for it. Like, I feel like he like looks really hard at the floor, and then he's like,
he punches himself in the nuts.
He's like,
he's definitely
out of frame.
Ha! 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 He is definitely an only child. That guy needed to have his face farted on a few times. Okay.
I just don't think he's lived enough. I think all of them haven't really like been really. I don't know. Maybe because I'm older and you're like you're burned a couple times and
then he doesn't have anything going on.
And yet I cannot stop watching and it's like the highlight
the best
of my
show
week.
Ever.
Here's the thing too. It's like watching
the families too because we get a break
families.
From these contestants.
I know the
where you're like, give me something else.
Okay, so now we get to Kayla's family. Can I just quote this and I like screamed at the TV. Kayla, and this is the girl, if we remember last week, who said, I'm like Moss, just looking for wherever you want to go is fine with me.
God, what a horrible thing to say.
That was the worst thing I've ever heard. That was the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
God, you suck.
Kayla challenges me because she is so real. What the fuck are you talking
I've
about?
I've never
have you,
heard her say
have you
anything
met
off
Kayla?
Script.
Have you met Kayla? Like, what do you...
She's literally a doll. Yeah, she's like frozen in time.
That her dad
her
made at his factory.
Yeah. Wait, at the factory.
The factory.
Wait, don't you feel like for sure she hasn't been there since she was 8?
Oh my god!
Everyone hates her. She's like the CEO's daughter, being like carried out like that fucking movie. I was like,
oh my god,
they hate you right now.
They're
factory workers, and you're being like so fucking dumb.
It's funny. I thought her dad at first. I thought he looked like Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and then my
you
friend
realize it's Grandpa.
My
Joe.
Friend texted me a photo, and that he looks like the. The scientist from Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's accurate.
That's exactly what he looked like. Also gay. And he thought, if
that
I marry
guy's
this,
gay.
This yeah. one's on also, fire. I thought Kayla's
so
dad was.
And he was like, if I pray my way to straightness and marry a hot Filipino lady with a full set of braces,
now,
maybe I can get a boner.
Mom.
Loved her mom.
I loved her mom.
I loved her
the
mom.
The brothers
too.
Seemed precious.
I liked that family.
I actually liked that family
I liked
the best.
Her mom.
And it made me like Kayla more.
I agree.
Based
no,
on
I don't
that,
like Kayla.
That family.
I liked how her dad talked to her and said, like, I'm not going to try to, I don't want you to get hurt, but I'm not going to tell you what not to do. Like, you know, all these things. Like, I felt like he was like talking to her really nicely.
Kayla's mom was fun. She did a full set of adult braces, which I would have kept going, where do I look? Is it like a lazy eye? I don't know where to look. Yeah. But I like that she was a joyful woman. I like that
I think she's like 8 years older than Kayla.
She was
like,
pretty.
She looked amazing.
Pretty.
Yeah.
And I like that we also saw where the sex panther came from, because she was like, you just need to go downstairs and jump on him.
Yeah.
Just jump on him. And
I loved that. But what about Kayla telling her dad she was really in love with him. Ben is really the one. This is going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff. That made me so sad.
But then,
yeah, I was like,
and then
you're
going
to get cut.
And then she went outside and goes, I have doubts again. She's crazy.
And she couldn't tell him she loved him. It's like, if you're feeling that hard about someone, you have to be able to tell them when you have the one opportunity to see them.
Yeah.
But then when she said it too, was like, and then he walked away and I had conflict. So that made me more confused. She can't commit to her feelings.
No. But, and it was in like a 5 second moment. It was just, like, you're like, okay, like the voiceover when they're kissing made me laugh so hard. He's like, as soon as he's done kissing me, I'm gonna, I missed my chance.
They
I've had all my feelings my entire life is ruined. Like, what just happened?
Yeah, but I mean,
it.
Amanda, they all said they wanted
yes.
to say, you know, that's behind
they're
the scenes, Bachelor producer stirring the pot.
That's true, but I do think that, like, there's something about. If you do think you're going to say it, just say it, because she was kind of like afraid of getting hurt by him, or afraid. I'm like, he's going to watch all of this. He's going to know you wanted to say it, so you're ultimately still going to get hurt. You might as well do the thing.
You already did damage last week when you hooked him up with your boner fever of I will never love you. Maybe you go, I was wrong. Guess who loves you? I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then you'd get him
hashtag
really excited.
Boner fever.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. The saddest thing, when he said she's the deepest relationship I have.
Rough.
I didn't like that, because you know he doesn't pick her. And then when she goes, oh, great. Can we give to, she brings him to the bench and he goes, great bench. That's a great bench.
I missed this. Where was
outside
this?
Of the high school. She said, I wanted to bring
That's
you somewhere special.
Bench.
That's a great bench.
God,
they built
dumb.
That house. Basically, you want to know what they did? They built the house that already, you can't design. That's how they build those childhood houses. So it comes in with a blue roof.
Oh, wait. When he said he was going to build the house with her.
Oh, my God.
And I liked building the house with Kayla, because it's like, well, how one day we're going to build a house together. You're going to build the house you live in?
Oh, my God.
I honestly hit fast forward and then remembered I had to do this.
Well, here's the thing.
I rewound it, because I was like, I cannot sit through this.
They put on music that, like, if you watch like a bad 80s movie where they're trying to make people seem awesome, that's sort of like the equivalent of like a Top Zone, a Top Gun, when it's like,
oh yeah,
na 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 na, like, well, they're like, get as a Kenny Loggins, and she's like looking hot with her hard hat, like, he picked her because he wants to fuck her so bad that he just needs to get through the fantasy suite.
I don't feel like she'll be good at fucking.
No, but her mom said, just get at it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, she's the one that will be aggressive and sloppy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she doesn't really know.
She'll
and
be,
so
she wants
be like
to
Bunking
please
Bronco.
Him. You can tell her mom, like she's been taught to, like, get at it. And she's going to at least go for it. It may not be good, but she's going to go for it.
Yeah.
I did. I
she'll
have
move
to say,
her
I did like her better after the family visit.
No. Oh, my God. I did not.
I agree.
I
thought she became a little bit more real for me.
I think she's insane.
Oh, wait. I feel like this comes up later, but about the fact that they've only been on like two dates with him or whatever.
God, that's weird.
Actually blows my mind.
Okay, before we get there, can we talk about the workers in the factory that already hate her, that had to slow clap for her like it was an officer and a gentleman?
That was so nightmare.
That made me want to kill myself.
Yeah, they should have gotten fucking sad.
I wanted to kill myself. I wanted to kill myself. Okay, moving on. Okay, wait, what does this say? It says, brother fantasy suite. Okay, now turning the page. Oh, God. All right, so now here we are. Wait a minute. Okay. Sorry. His dad, going back to Kayla for 1 second.
Yeah.
The dad, you were saying that it made you uncomfortable. The dad kept calling her darling. I don't want my dad ever calling me darling.
I just feel like it's
darling,
fake.
Darling, what do you think? Again, I don't want to wear anything.
You always go back to, it takes your moment, it just goes back to your dad, you know?
Yeah.
And I think about my dad.
Oh, God. Oh,
and
God.
And these moments would, like, he's like old school Irish Catholic.
Yeah.
Like, we've basically high-fived throughout our life.
Yeah, right.
And, like,
oh my God.
He would never be like,
well, how are you feeling?
Yeah, my dad would be like, so what? Where'd you go to school? Like, it's just like, I don't even know what they would talk.
My dad would
just make a sandwich and just be reading in
my
the corner.
My dad would be like, you getting any? It would be awful. Literally, he asked a boyfriend of mine that. He asked him if he was getting any. And that's when I was like, I'm out.
I kind of
so
liked,
gross.
I kind of liked some of the father-daughter stuff, like the jumping on the bed with my mom and being talking it out is so inconceivable of a concept.
It's all not going to happen. The idea of my parents being on the show and talking comfortably in front of the camera would be impossible.
By the way, all the parents are still married. Like, where are these broken homes of America?
That's causing these kids to go on the show.
Why are they
something
on The Bachelor? Yes. I did write Kayla's mom rocks, but they kept saying about Kayla, she knows how precious time is. Who died?
Who
died?
Something weird happened
there. Somebody had cancer. Childhood cancer, somebody died.
Maybe
somebody
she's
died.
Dying.
Okay. Yeah. Now we get
to. That'd be a cool twist.
Yeah.
So now we're
like, no,
Kayla,
Rose.
You win, but you lost because you're dead. Oh, boy.
Here we go, guys.
That'd be amazing.
JoJo. First,
yes,
okay,
JoJo.
Showing up. How evil are the flowers? The letter she did.
That finish reading?
The
I was
letter,
like, finish I reading
like,
it.
Throw out.
She's
like
it. You love me, let me. Wait. Flip, flip, flip. Love Chad. No.
It was so.
You don't know your old boyfriend's handwriting also?
Throw out your phone.
Like, you don't know your boyfriend's handwriting.
And like, throw them away. Throw out. Don't keep the roses.
No.
Throw out the card.
And like, also Ben was like, we actually had like the best talk we ever had because of that. And it was like, you've never talked about past relationships. You've never talked. Like, you're about to marry this person.
Yeah.
This is the first time you're acknowledging that?
I felt like it was a faux pas on the Bachelor producer part because it made me completely stop in my process of my relationship with JoJo and Ben and made me look at JoJo weird.
Yeah, me too.
She was like kind of
fake crying.
The action.
I think they wanted to keep her. They wanted to keep her for the Bachelorette. They see that Lauren would be boring. I think that was their attempt to make her look unlucky in love and to keep her for themselves.
Wow. I love that.
It definitely was like.
But the brothers were going to do that anyway.
I don't know. Because we keep going back to the. Watch it with my sister. But we always keep going back to that clip of the end and the proposal and oh my god and I'm
yes.
thinking we in my mind it's always Lauren JoJo
it
Lauren
is,
JoJo but then I think is if they're setting her up like is it not like is usually the Bachelorette isn't it's always like the third or the fourth
yeah
it's
the person
hardly
yeah.
ever Kayla, the one that's not chosen
I think Ben old Ben with the part in the middle of his hair
He was down to the final two.
Yeah, he was down. Maybe
they were trying to get rid of
JoJo. It was confusing. I thought it was unnecessary and weird. And I'd have to double check, but I'm almost positive when they were leaving her apartment that the flowers were different flowers.
Oh,
yeah, they were
different
ones.
And I was like, what is happening?
There were
different ones. They had pink flowers when they left.
I don't really even understand the drama between her and Chad. I don't really get what we're supposed to feel bad about.
You thought she was dating an entire couple, didn't you? Or my friend Steve did. Somebody thought that she was dating.
No, I wrote that down. Remember, was that JoJo that said that?
Yeah, it was JoJo.
She kept saying
They weren't
getting.
Yes,
and I was like, is this a throuple?
Or
we just kept saying,
what
this?
Is happening?
I was wondering that, or if she had dated a woman or something, because she was like, why are you not just saying he?
Yeah.
What are you avoiding?
It was so odd.
Yeah.
I gotta say, because I really was, JoJo's so, how the fuck did JoJo come out of that family? Because JoJo's cool.
Yeah, but now I'm starting to question JoJo after that estate and the family and the weird thing with Chad. Now I'm just like...
The estate, the velvet.
She seems like a lot to handle.
Velvet. I mean, those... Okay, so now he shows up. They don't even say hello. Somebody comes as a guest in your home.
What did they do? I can't remember.
They were like, JoJo. And they weren't like... And she kept being like, this is Ben, you guys.
So rude.
Yeah. And the sister doesn't appear at all. Like, there's a sister,
she's like,
and she's just
here.
In the corner.
Yeah.
Like, I was adopted. I have no opinion. I'm like, that's weird.
The dad was actually okay, and the mom was sweet even through her duck lips. But, like,
he has a Hitler mustache, and
brothers,
she has seven faces.
Those brothers were so out of hand. And now that I know they've been on dating reality shows.
I know, that is really weird. I thought he looked familiar. I wonder if part of my brain had him stored from
Isn't
that show.
Isn't it amazing how quickly we forget people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, like, I would have, if I was JoJo and I didn't win and I was watching that episode last night, I would drive over and punch them in the calendar.
Didn't this happen with, was it Andy's family in a different season where like her whole family kind of sabotaged it for her? There was
also Jade, brother. Jade's brother said she was a Bucky Bronco.
Yeah.
Katie, do you want to get in here?
What?
Do you want to get in here?
What was his brother?
Desiree.
That's what you're talking about. That was like the only time I can remember that. I couldn't remember her name. I kept going, the pretty brunette with the one that the boyfriend has the poetry.
Oh,
that
the baseball was cringeworthy.
You love sports, though.
I literally
right
was
up your
like,
alley.
Oh, boy.
No, it's so bad. Yeah, and she looks so just bad. Like Betty and Veronica, which everyone has the dark hair. She looks identical to her to me.
Very true.
That's just my two cents.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was like, I have to say, and they did edit it well in the coming attractions where it made it look like I can't deal with this tonight about the brothers and him crying as if he was leaving JoJo's house.
Yeah, I know.
That was...
Why do they do
but
that to us?
If you're Ben, let's say like Ben's a real person. If you're Ben and you leave JoJo's house, I think that would be a serious consideration of like marrying into that
Motley.
Oh,
that's so rough.
I know. By the way, it's like, God forbid you date somebody and you don't move home immediately. When the brother's like... When the dad is like, her brothers can squire you around Dallas. Like, I don't ever fucking... Like,
why would it have been a manhole?
All of them, I don't get the whole city thing. It feels like they all the women think they're going to have the guy move to their city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what?
It's not going to happen.
Truly,
they're going to move to LA. He's going to try to be a host. And
course.
That's how it ends.
Honestly, I... give two shits what my parents think of my, like the like
well you yeah, also like that can't be the end all be
like,
all of your relationship
who cares what your brother but, thinks yeah. of the guy you're dating. I don't give a shit.
No, and also like you're
it
not with them most
after.
Of the time
yeah.
typically like
yeah.
I mean you don't live around the corner most people from their family
yeah,
so it's like it's not gonna
nice
be a problem
if they like them but
yeah.
like if my I it's fine if my brother maybe like if it's not the best connection that I can live with that
yeah
yeah also it well at least in my family it comes out after like you know everyone's
no,
like
totally.
No, she's great and then 2 years after they're like she was terrible.
Yeah.
Isn't anyone saying that, Jerry?
Now, oh my God.
Yeah.
Now, coming attractions, he says, so we think he says I love you to JoJo and Lauren. Coming attractions.
Oh, yeah. Do we think that the Kayla is just, is that
I think he just,
wants
just to
not...
Her. I think he just wants
wait,
to have
wait,
sex
we have fantasy suites next week?
Yeah.
All three of them are in the suites?
This is the best part of everything, when they all fuck. I'm
yeah.
so excited.
Yeah. Now, what do you think the percentage of actual fucking is?
So I think 100%.
No, I would say 89%. I think every once in a while we get someone who doesn't want to fuck.
The Mormon or the virgin.
Yeah, or like the there was the one season where they both fell asleep. It was really rough.
Yes.
They were in the sun too long.
I think this year...
Like, that's
I think
not going to fly.
This year, 100%. When Hun Dog is getting at it.
I say they all...
All three will fuck Ben.
They're
it's essential for
him.
Getting close to him because there's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah,
so you
yeah,
got to
yeah.
feel something.
When you're talking about close and getting close to a man, I think it's penis in the face, right? Like near the face.
They're gonna suck his dick and they're gonna feck his.
Jamaica, Jabra.
Oh, they're going to Jamaica. They're getting a lot less exciting with all the locations.
Oh my God! Last year Ireland has never looked so good. It's like we went to Vegas and now we're back in La Jolla.
Do you remember when they were in Turkey?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it was amazing.
They actually got to go
yeah,
to really
these are
cool
really
places.
Late. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought last season was better, The Bachelorette.
I agree.
This is boring.
Well, because you need people with true personalities.
Yeah.
I've been saying for years that they really need to have a brand new person be the Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I understand that it won't work ratings-wise. People really want to go with people they are familiar with.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like watching a next season of a show or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like we would all benefit from there being a brand new person with a personality, and the people have to genuinely meet them for the first time. They won't have seen them on TV. They don't know anything about them.
Was,
and they have to show who they are to them.
Completely.
Was Juan Pablo new? Was he out of the blue? No.
He was a contestant. There hasn't been a new one since, like, the way beginning.
And I can't even tell you. And it would be great if they were black or gay.
I'd love that.
It's so
that
white. When they had that... Oh, my God. You weren't here last week. Do either of you need to say anything about the Jade Tanner wedding and the 20th reunion?
I don't have anything to say about it.
I actually haven't seen...
Okay. Anna, can I ask you a question?
It. Too much women's soccer.
Yeah. Anna, this is one of our producers, Anna. Anna, now you are Persian.
Yes.
Now you smelled that. You were like in the coming attractions, you saw the brothers, you did a little digging.
Yeah.
Is that typical for like an older brother? What's the deal?
Yes. I have older brothers and they are kind of douchey like that. They'll never listen to this.
Would they like give someone you were dating the third degree?
They'd be like,
whatever,
you my sister. You feel my sister with the
well,
my sister.
They would like circle him like a shark and be like, what's
like
your
that.
Deal?
Oh really? Yeah.
Mine are a little more low key, but like they're they would be dicks.
They were cowl neck sweaters.
My oldest one, yeah.
That's how you knew. That's how you started. That's what tipped you off.
Well, I was like, there's something about this family that you I knew. Feel.
I got to the house, to the mom.
Like I was like, oh god, like this is my family.
Is there anything we need to know? Is there anything we need to know about that? So this is like, so if would it be hard for Ben as somebody who's not Persian to come in and like be a part of that?
I don't think so, because Persians like to drink, and if he likes to drink, then he can just really slide in really easily.
He's a Scotch man, or was it whiskey?
Yeah, he was excited by that whiskey
bar. I do have to say, though, I think obviously was probably, you know, heightened, you know, edited, heightened, but I did think that Ben should know that he's not going to get all four families being like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Right. They really
so
were.
So him getting a little shit, I thought, was just fantastic.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. I also thought that last week when his mom met Haley?
And cried.
That was amazing. I loved that.
Emily.
Yeah. I feel like we need more reality checks for him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because he comes up with not a lot. Like, he literally was like deer caught in headlights so many times when the questions got personal.
Yeah.
And I realize he can't be like, I'm in love with your daughter. But if 4 days later he can say, I'm in love with your daughter.
But it's also hard when it's like, he still has to meet them. And if he knows, I'm not in love with your daughter.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not.
It's a hard position to be in.
Because he can't say
and
anything.
And then the mom started chugging and admitted that. But that was the great.
Wait,
was
what
the
do
greatest.
You think? Because the preview says he says I love you to two people. I think that's a huge mistake.
Of course.
Why would he do that?
I don't know though. Like the same way that like he said about Emily, the twin. He's like, you know, I love her person. I love. Like I think he might. One of them might be. I don't know. But he
friendship.
Did say. But
oh, friendship like love. I love you. Yeah.
Katie, do you have anything you need to say? Do you have anything you need to get off your chest? I feel like I want to give you the platform. Our producer from Nerdist, ladies and gentlemen, Katie Levine, diehard Bachelor fan, big time Bachelor. We text each other. What do you need to say? What do you need to leave in the safe space?
I think he chooses Kayla at the end. When he calls, that's what I think. I think it's her voice. I do. And more now it's going through, I think it is more.
So who do you think the final two are? Lauren and Kayla?
I think it's Lauren and Kayla.
So JoJo's going to get cut next week?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. That's my theory.
I think it would be exciting if Kayla wasn't the end.
It sounds like he but then I don't know, because it sounds like he like cuts someone week three, and then when he gets down to the final two, he goes, wait, I wanted that third one. Like, say he cut Kayla week three, and then he's like, oh, I got to call her, because who the fuck would like cut the one girl
back.
Yeah, and then like the next girl shows up, and then he's like, oh wait, I wanted
but
that
guy
one.
Did that,
right
that, that
was
guy
the
did
Jason
that.
Mesnick
well,
that. It was the best
yeah but he did
ever.
That like way after right
yeah well he called her he got with the he picked the one and then like during the whole time after he chose her in like real life he was contacting the other one and then hooked up
yeah and then they like showed it at the like there was like some special and
yeah and he was like I don't love you I love that one
they did
in a
TV.
Protective
it
fashion so I think all three girls are gonna land on their feet JoJo will land in a state. Lauren has got her special relationship with her father. And Kayla is going to be the CEO of Toys Incorporated. So I think they're all going to be fine.
Oh my God.
Amanda's the one I felt like so protective of because I was just like, oh man, she's
like
got
she's
those
lit.
Kids.
I just feel bad
lit.
Whenever anyone puts their kids on
those
the show.
Little
I just
kids,
think it's
dude,
totally
they were
inappropriate.
Little.
Can you imagine? I was
little.
Thinking about them growing up and watching it and being like, my poor mom was trying to find love on the show, and
I
here
know.
I am being
I
like,
know.
Mr.
In
ben.
A medieval costume.
No, yeah. That's therapy those, right there. That's therapy
it's
right there.
Demented.
Can I just? I cannot thank you enough. I love
Kayla, that's
you're
an
welcome
interesting
anytime.
Baby.
Oh my God,
you need to come.
This is a. I need to come always.
Anytime you're welcome. Just come on, you be our third. Come on.
Oh my God, it was so much fun.
Do you have anything that you want to promote?
Wait, I think we
up?
Should just. I think Katie picks. I think we should pick.
Right. Let's
cool,
pick.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let's leave it on the field.
Katie,
okay,
that
Katie.
Is. That's a
all right.
Wild
so your prediction
pick.
Is. Your prediction is next week somebody gets cut. The week after somebody comes back. So you say Kayla gets cut next week.
Well, that's what it seems like because I just don't see him like cutting the first girl that shows up and then realizing in that quick of time that he fucked up.
So
because that's what it sounds
so
like.
So who
happens.
Do you think is the final two and who wins?
I mean. It honestly just sounds like Kayla's voice on the phone.
Okay. All right.
But, like, watching it, I think it's Lauren.
Okay.
So I don't know.
But they're good editors. Yeah, all right. Anna, who are you final two? Who's he going to pick? Who's it? And what's this phone call thing? Anna.
I think he's going to pick Lauren.
Okay. And
but then a part of me, kind of what Katie's theory is that he goes back and picks Kayla. I think JoJo's out. I think the family really freaked him out.
Okay.
I think he was just trying to get rid of Amanda.
Okay.
And then, you know.
Okay, Aaron.
I think...
this is exciting.
I know, because, you know, all the, I could agree with both of you. I think, though, at the end of the day, I'm gonna stick to... if it's a scenario where he sends one away, like, immediately. I didn't think about a third and then coming back. I think Ben is so has no idea what's going on that he physically sends someone home in a limo, and a mile later he calls him and the limo turns around.
Yeah.
I think that would be my, you know, whoever's in the limo, I'm not quite sure.
All right, but so who are your final two?
I think he ends up. I think I'm going to stick with JoJo and Lauren, and I think he ends up with Lauren.
I'm going to say JoJo and Lauren. I think he ends up with Lauren.
I'm actually saying the same, but there's a little part of me that really thinks it would be Kayla instead of JoJo, but I really can't decide. But I do think he's going to pick Lauren ultimately. But I'll just stick with JoJo, Lauren, picking Lauren.
If you need to come back, we're here every Tuesday. If you want to, because you know what? Honestly, this is the highlight of my week where I can come be free and speak the language that I talk about this with other people in my real life, and they're like dead-eyed.
Yeah,
I'm
no, I just was the most animated I've been in like 2 weeks.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
Because he needed her.
It's like the only time that I feel like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about for sure.
And I feel like actually like all is finally right in my life for like one 50-minute
period. You know
that's
so funny? I actually had a slight thought a moment ago when we were talking about who we're picking where I'm like, I have an opinion. Like it was like...
Yeah.
I don't have opinions, but like I felt very aware of this.
Honestly, I had to write this. I had to do this thing yesterday for like this web series where I had to write like three like desk pieces about like political things. And I thought, I don't think about anything but The Bachelor.
When Katie went with Kayla, I literally had like a little jolt of excitement. I was like, whoa, what if that
happened? And you know what? It makes me look over at Katie and think, oh my God, Katie's like a cowboy. She's like she's like Han Solo, like just fucking fuck. Like it actually makes me, I've always liked and respected Katie, but I look at her now with like, she's the crazy fucking wild card. We got Bernie Sanders over there. She might do it.
Guess what? Katie hasn't even recorded this episode.
Yeah. Oh my God. Honestly, this is like some like free therapy that doesn't make us feel good. She's just humorous. She's some angel. Because again, I've been dead since 1917. I died of polio.
In that pilgrim costume.
I got polio. You guys.
I'm a vampire.
I'll put all those photos on the Facebook page. If you need to email us, email us your picks. Let's get a tally going. Let's get some kind of real facts going.
Like a percentages.
Like a USA pie chart. It's rosepodcast@gmail.com, or you could tweet me at Artemarine at whatever.
Oh, you know, you should do a Twitter poll where you have people vote on who's going to be the final choice.
Yes.
And then you can talk about it.
Okay, the Twitter poll. Mm-hmm. Twitter poll. Is there a way to actually do that?
It's very easy. It's just on the Twitter app. It takes 2 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to do it. You guys, Aaron, Lauren, does anybody have any gigs coming up that you want to plug?
I would like to plug, I have a Netflix special coming out on March 11th. And I'm very excited. It's part of a series called The Characters, where 8 alternative comedians, we each did our own special, like sketch special.
Henry Zebrowski.
Yes.
I saw he did it. That's fun. What character did you do?
I did a bunch of characters that I've done on like my podcast and Comedy Bang Bang, so people who are familiar
so
will.
That's exciting. So what day is that coming out?
March 11th.
Okay, I'm going to watch that.
Cool. That's nice. It's like refreshing that it's something different besides stand-up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited about it. Yeah.
That's fun. You're talented. I'd give you a show in a heartbeat.
You're so
okay, Aaron, what do you have coming up?
I'm on the road. I'm in Michigan and in Seattle and Austin, you and I. So it's all AaronKFoley.com is
that?
Tour dates.
Can we say
yeah,
that?
We can.
Oh, okay.
Moon Tower.
Guys, I will be in Alaska at the end of March in Fairbanks, the last week of March. And then I'm going to be at Moon Tower. I'll be at South by Southwest doing At Midnight.
Nice.
And then I'll be at... And then I'll be in Dallas doing stand-up the 15th of April, and I'll also be at Moon Tower. It's basically all Texas and Alaska.
Art and
big
I
states.
Will be doing a stand-up and dance floor.
Oh, my God. Are you going to be at Moon Tower?
No, but I know it's really fun.
It's so much fun.
It's mostly fun when you get to go there and then go dancing.
Yeah. I just basically organize dances,
That's
which
amazing.
Means I say, Arden, do you want to go dancing?
And I'm like, yeah, I do. Can we talk about The Bachelor? Question, guys, and I'm sorry to make this the longest podcast ever. Does Bachelor in Paradise start immediately?
I think it's pretty quick.
Did you watch it last year?
I was in and out. I actually watched the first few episodes and then started piling up on my DVR and I was like, that's like 400 hours
it's
of
worth
them
it.
Fucking each other.
I need to I tell know. You how fucking funny it is.
Is it?
It is. It's so
right. I'll do
funny.
It this year.
I might have to do
you
it
might
this
have to because this was boring. You need
I know
a fun
you need
one.
Them to be crazier.
This is no, this was legit. Katie, don't you agree? Yeah, it's funny as shit.
All right, I'm in.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, sorry because I was cussing up a storm, but I needed to. I needed to be free like that. All right, we've learned to not go in front of my dad in a plunging neckline and got Marta Marine goodbye.
Oh yeah. it all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursion?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.